This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. I feel like someone, I don't know who it was, Anthony, some kind of wrecking ball came through this studio. Yesterday, was operating from home base. And today I get back in, nothing's in the right place. I feel like Russell and Linnell are fighting over which chair to sit in here. I don't know when Linnell's in here. He's doing national shows and all kinds of stuff. And then all of a sudden, like every other day is a different chair. I don't know when that happened, but every day it feels like I sit down in a different chair. The mic level, that was on me. I should have double checked. Chris Russell had it at a Chris Russell level, but I'm not as loud as Chris Russell. So I had to fix that. There's a lot of stuff happening, Anthony. A lot of stuff.
Is my camera okay?
Yeah, it's good enough for today. We're back to the side angle.
Okay.
But it's also because I'm over here. So you're looking at here's looking at you, kid. Yeah. By the way, I like the hoodie. I like
Thank
that.
You, sir.
It's a nice. Is it the Tech Fleece or Fleece Tech?
Yes, sir.
Nice. Yeah. I can't find mine. I have one. It's somewhere. We haven't done enough laundry lately. Like we have, like we've done the laundry. It's clean. We haven't done enough folding and putting away of laundry.
Ah.
Sometimes that happens. Sometimes that be life.
Yeah.
Life be lifin'. So here's what we're going to do for most of the first hour today. We are going to ask a question that I do think some others have asked on the station and around the DC sports universe today. But it's on the heels of Alex Ovechkin breaking the Gretzky goal record. And it's on the heels really of something that Ted Leonsis said on Grant and Danny yesterday, which is he's the most important DC athlete of all time. I don't know if I agree with important. So we're going to take your calls, and that's going to be our vibe check today. So we'll start taking calls on that coming up in a little bit. But just real quick, last night off the top here, Anthony, the NCAA tournament title game last night, Florida hangs on and wins against, I would say they hang on. I don't know if it's fully accurate because it wasn't like they were ahead for most of it. They hung on at the very, very end when they had a 1-point lead and Houston had 20 seconds to get off a shot. And do you remember, Anthony, the basketball player from Ole Miss, Marshall Henderson?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So his coach was a guy named Andy Kennedy, who I think now works on SEC Network. Very funny guy. Very, pretty good coach too. But I remember, I actually, the NCAA tournament where he kind of became super famous, Ole Miss started that tournament in Kansas City. I was working in that area at the time and was at those games. I don't think he went like bananas that tournament. Maybe he did on the first game. Anyway, the point is, I remember being in the press conferences with Andy Kennedy. And Andy Kennedy had a saying that stuck with me forever. One, because it was funny, and two, because it was actually pretty poignant. And the saying went, you know, we always like to say a bad shot is better than a turnover. Now, that's the setup. The punchline was, there are times where Marshall Henderson takes that a little too seriously, because, boy, did he take some bad shots, but that was who he was. For those that are like, who the hell is Marshall Henderson? White guy, chucked it, screamed at fans. I think at one point gave a double bird. Just good times back at Ole Miss and SEC basketball in the early 2010s. That's not the important part. The important part is bad shot better than turnover. Why? Because a bad shot can go in. And that was the problem last night. It's like Houston at the end of that game, literally just throw the ball in the general direction of the basket. Maybe you get an offensive rebound, something. But the fact that they get so late in the shot clock and then get caught in the air. And obviously, you know, they were trying to get a shot off with, what, 3-4 seconds to go probably when dude went up in the air. And unfortunately, he had nowhere to get that ball off. And so he puts it down beside him. No one comes and gets it. And the final couple seconds run off. But that's the thing is, in that spot, especially with as good of an offensive rebounding team as Houston is, you got to get something on the rim. And it's bad execution. And in so many ways, like, that game was everything that sucks about college basketball and everything that's great about college basketball all wrapped up into one. It's super intense. The want to, the desire, the heart, the try hard, it's all there. You know, you can see it at the beginning of the game. You can see it at the end of the game. There's never an effort problem at the elite levels of college basketball when everything is on the line between great teams. But the execution tends to leave a lot to be desired, and that's kind of how that game ends last night. Is the last 2 minutes, I just watched it back. Like, it is ugly basketball. It's sure it's good defense, but there's just a lack of creativity offensively. It's a lot of passing the ball with no real purpose on the perimeter, and the shot clock is so long that you just get that for 20 seconds and then 10 seconds of desperation ball. And you can chalk it up to good defense for sure, but it's why you wind up with, what was it, 64-63 national title game. Defense is great, but man, there's a higher level of shot making that exists in basketball that did not exist in that game.
Yeah, I feel like, and that's what a lot of fans were deprived of. You know, we wanted to see points. We wanted to see buckets. But, you know, Duke didn't get the job done. Houston went out there and, you know, upset Duke, and they're the reason, you know, they were in the title game. So I guess we can expect to, you know, have a game of that caliber. Again, they went into that game holding teams to 51 points during the whole season. So
yeah, they're great defensively. And Florida's really good too.
Yeah.
But you have this combination of, these aren't the best players in the world.
Yep.
Plus
five stars on either team.
Well, it's not even that. It's just, like, generally speaking, the nature, that's a reflection of college basketball. We were lucky enough to have Cooper Flagg in college basketball this year, but that's the first time since Zion that the best player in the country was, like, both an elite, elite prospect, and I know Zion hasn't worked out in the pros, but, like, an elite, elite prospect, and they're in college basketball. How many international guys have we had go number one, and how many real top, like, this guy's a multi-time NBA All-Star, you know, type of number one picks that we even had? Like, obviously Wemby, but dude's, you know, from France and didn't play a second in college basketball. So we just, again, that's not meant to say that. I'm not saying that with a value judgment. And I realize there are times, like, for me, my personal value judgment, bad. Don't like it. Don't enjoy it. Would rather watch other things. But I also get that that leads to really competitive basketball. But I think in those moments, like down the stretch last night, you see the difference in an elite NBA Game 7 playoff game where you're left marveled by the shot making that is required to win those games. And in many ways, the defensive intensity is the same. We just don't appreciate it as much because the shot making is at such a higher level. where last night, like, you see what happens when you have that defensive intensity. You have two really defensively detailed teams, and you don't have the shot-making and creativity to overcome that. And the result is you get a very low-scoring, down the stretch, nobody can make a bucket kind of game. And it's not to say it's not fun. It's not to say it's not entertaining. It is to say it's distinctly different. And in many ways, if you don't love those differences, last night is why you don't like college basketball. If you love those differences, last night is why you love college basketball, because the intensity is certainly there and anybody could appreciate that.
Yeah, nah, for sure. I would agree. Even Florida, you know, they had a tough time, you know, getting Walter Clayton going, and everybody going into the game was like, oh, what is Walter Clayton going to do against Kelvin Sampson's defense? And
not a whole lot.
For the most of the game, they held that guy in check. And then, you know, the last 8 minutes, you know, he got loose a little bit. But I think it speaks to, like, the point you were making about, you know, not being able to, you know, execute offensively, get great shots, and then also just make the shots as well.
For sure. All right. So we'll talk a little bit more about this game perhaps later on in the show. But we're going to spend most of the next hour on a Vibe Check Tuesday talking with you about who is the most important athlete in D.C. sports history. Ted Leonsis says it's Alex Ovechkin, but important is different than greatest. We'll discuss the nominees and, of course, open the phones to you to see who else is on your list next. 301-230-0980. You can also drop some names in the YouTube chat at the Team 980, and we get going with our discussion of the hour here on a Vibe Check Tuesday after this. Man, this song gives me flashbacks. Gives me flashbacks to high school, Anthony, playing NCAA football, where this was the, I can't remember what year, but this was the main song on the soundtrack one year. Obviously, classic De La Soul. Far earlier track than when I was in high school, but that's, certain songs just put you in time and place, Anthony. And that's what that song does to me.
I wish I could say I remember.
No, this was before you were playing video games.
Yeah.
Young man.
Now, I might have been playing video games, but just maybe not football.
Let's see, if like I was that. In high school, let's pretend I was 16 years old. Let's pretend it's like my sophomore, my junior year of high school.
So I was in fifth grade.
All right. See, as you get older, age gaps matter less.
They do.
As when you're younger, you realize that, what are you now? You're 7 years younger than me? Yeah. That 7 years when you're 16 is a lot bigger difference, because you're just a wee lad at nine.
Yeah.
At nine. It does make discussions like this fun, though, because we we're at slightly different time periods, although I feel like I'm an outside arbiter for this conversation as someone who, while I have lived in DC for nearly 10 full years, this August will be my celebration of a decade in DC. But Anthony, you grew up here and have been a DC sports fan your entire life. And this audio from Ted Leonsis struck me yesterday. He was on Grant and Danny in celebration of Alex Ovechkin's scoring of the 895th goal to break Wayne Gretzky's record. And he had this to say about Ovi's place, not just in his own life and in Capitals history, but in DC sports history.
Alex is in a class by himself right now. You know, when you break an all-time record in the league, and we've had MVPs pass through here. You know, Wes Unseld is an all-time great, but for Alex to do what he's done, it can be debated. I'm certainly open for the debate, but I have to say, he's the most important athlete in a professional sport in Washington, D.C. Certainly when we drafted him 20 years ago, I don't think that would have come into the conversation. And so he's earned it. I mean, his longevity, his body of work, his accomplishments, and what he's done for the community, and what he's done as a person, his charitable work, his outgoing personality and nature. He's not He loves the fans. He loves the community. He loves the kids, right? What he gives back to charity, we're not scripting. He's doing it because it's organic and authentic to him. And every accolade, every statue, everything that he gets, he deserves, he's earned. And, you know, I'm going to be forever grateful to him.
I 100, first of all, understand why Ted feels that way. There's no doubt that Alex Ovechkin is the greatest athlete that has played under Ted Leonsis' stewardship of the teams that he owns. It's not, and especially given the time period, right? There's been no greater capital ever. There has been no wizard greater than he is as a capital. So, you know, Mystics-wise, like Elena just retired. Let's give her flowers as an all-time great. But also some of her greatness comes in Chicago. You know, she wins the title here, but one of her MVPs is a member of the Sky. And I think that's the thing that makes Alex's case so damn convincing of the greatest DC athlete, certainly of the modern era. And I'm going to say modern, post-World War II, post-NFL merger, somewhere around 1960. Let's say, like the television sports era. There are guys that I think have better cases pre that, if you want to really challenge Ovechkin. One would be Walter Johnson, but like when half the population couldn't play baseball based off the color of their skin, you have a hard time convincing me that that guy's... Like, he was going against the best white dudes back then, and damn was he good. But, like, what happens to his numbers if everybody's allowed to play? It's a valid question. No doubt in Major League Baseball history, he's one of the greatest of all times. But it is hard to compare anything pre-Jackie Robinson and really, you know, go like 10 years past Jackie when baseball was truly integrated and the truly best players of everywhere. And that, not to mention, you know, I'd say everywhere, but... modern times, like Shohei Ohtani, just based off geography and technology and the ability to fly across oceans, is not playing in Major League Baseball in 1947, 1957, 1977, or maybe even 1987. So I think it's worth pointing out that, like, the more global sports have become, the more talent rich these leagues have become, the greater the accomplishments in some ways of the modern player, because they are truly, truly, truly facing the best in the world all around. That said, you know, Walter Johnson could only play who he was playing against, and that guy was one of the greatest pitchers of all time. And in a lot of ways, baseball statistics do stand up to longevity. The other guys that are worth mentioning, the other one I would say, and of course, Johnson played, just to kind of clean up here, Senators from 1907 to 1927, all-time leader in regular season shutouts, number two all-time in Major League Baseball history and career war, only behind Babe Ruth, and led Senators to the 1924 World Series. Anthony, you were the one who looked up all that data. I do not want to take credit for your research. Anything else you'd like to add on Walter Johnson?
He has a school out there in Bethesda, Maryland.
Okay.
Dedicated to him.
Thanks. Thanks, Anthony, for your contributions beyond the ones that I read. Sammy Baugh is the other early, like, pre-1950s player that is worth mentioning in the all-time category. Baugh is still the third leading all-time passer in Washington franchise history, 21,000 yards. He is less than 1,000 yards behind Sonny Jurgensen, not to mention the partnership those two had in the broadcast booth forever. Joe Theismann is the franchise's all-time leading passer with about 25,000 yards. And there is about a 5,000-yard or over a 5,000-yard difference between Baugh in third and Kirk Cousins in fourth. He is also the franchise's all-time leader in touchdowns with 187. Hilariously, he is also the franchise leader in interceptions. He threw 203. And Anthony, that might explain the fact that he had more touchdowns interceptions than touchdowns. Might explain the fact that it's why they didn't really like the forward pass that much back in the day. But Baugh was a guy who was an innovator in that. He was so far ahead of his time. And frankly, still Sonny was ahead of his time when Sonny was playing in terms of the amount that those teams threw the football. Of course, Baugh also kicked. He also played DB. So Sammy Baugh, truly a legend, Hall of Famer, one of the greatest NFL players ever, but played in an era where the game is totally different than we currently identify it as. And so, and by the way, played on teams that were not integrated as well, worth mentioning. And so I think it's hard to put either of those two guys over Ovechkin in terms of either greatness or importance.
Oh, I mean, it's
maybe importance. That actually becomes an interesting conversation, though, because like
I think when you think about Sammy Baugh and like his contribution to football, him being the catalyst for the modern day football, what we see now, I think importance wise, I think he definitely has a legitimate case just because he moved the game in a way Ovi and, you know, Walter Johnson didn't necessarily do.
Yeah, well, I mean, Johnson played in, like, what was it? They called the dead ball era. Yeah. So, like, totally different, basically a different sport. As much as baseball has ever changed, it was a different sport. So, the important thing then to me, though, goes beyond just what is on the field and or on the ice or on the court. And this is where I think I'd be very curious to open it up to the phones at 301-230-0980. You might just say, because his greatness is so overwhelming, Ovechkin's the right answer. And I'm not trying to find ways to take stuff away from Ovi. There's one athlete whose face on DC Sports Mount Rushmore is etched in stone and is not coming off, and it's Alex Ovechkin if we're talking about greatness. Everyone else is up for debate. But in terms of importance, I think when you look at the impact of the sport, the impact of the sport on the city, right, he's playing hockey in D.C. He's not playing hockey in Detroit, not playing hockey somewhere in Canada. When you look at any kind of cultural relevance, which, you know, in D.C., there have been some athletes that have really touched the culture and touched the city in different ways. Not that Ovi hasn't been a good community member, just it's different. And then I think, you know, this is a football and basketball town. So are there any, well, there's not a defining quarterback. In fact, the kind of legend of the Washington football franchise's success is that they did it with three different quarterbacks. Who's the most important athlete in DC sports history? Leonsis says it's Ovechkin, but he's open to the debate. So, Ted, if you're listening, we're going to have the debate for you. This is for Ted Leonsis's entertainment, everybody. Next here on The Hoffman Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Who is Washington, D.C.'s most important athlete? That is the question at 301-230-0980. Anthony, do you... I'm going to pitch this to you first as we wait for the phone calls to come in. 301-230-0980. Phone lines are wide open right now. Have you settled on an answer for who you think the most important athlete is?
I wouldn't say I necessarily settled in on an answer, but I had asked Rooster his thoughts.
Mm-hmm. And so you're outsourcing Rooster, your opinion to Chris Russell.
He sort of kind of was like, I don't really want to mention Sammy Ball and Walter Johnson because he didn't get to see those guys. And I was just like, in my mind, I was thinking like, it's still history. Like,
of course.
So I don't think we can, you know, disregard what they brought.
I'm
to
not
the
naive enough to think that I've seen everything that's important in life.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff, and you know, I think studying history is good for us. I'll leave that statement there for right now in our current unprecedented times.
Yeah. So I mean, when he was saying that, I was just like, I still feel as though like we should be able to consider those guys just because they had some important, you know, contribution to the city. But if I had to like lean, if I had to lean, I would probably go, I don't know, I'm torn between Ovi and Sammy just because, again, about what Sammy brought to the city. Hold on.
All right. Anthony's going to go answer phone calls now. So here's some of the other people I'm thinking about. Obviously, Wes Unseld is the greatest Wizard / Bullet of all time. And what he meant to the city, the fact that he brought them a championship, I think he has to be mentioned on the list. But is he as great at his sport / was he as great as Ovechkin is at his? No. And the longevity, you know, and also, you know, I think Wes, who coached and wasn't like a great coach, obviously, for the Bullets / Wizards, because no one has won anything of significance for that franchise since he did as a player. So his coaching stint is limited. So even if you want to add in that, and that is something that's also worth mentioning, right? If we're going to go figures in DC sports history, then you have two other that get to etch their name on Mount Rushmore, and everyone is fighting over the fourth spot. It's Ovechkin, it's John Thompson, it's Joe Gibbs. So we're just limiting this to players. If we're going to then talk about like cultural significance, even though as a player he was nowhere close to what Ovechkin was, like his peak was incredible, specifically the Super Bowl game that he won, and had some decent years around it, but he, from a longevity standpoint, was nowhere close. But cultural relevance, there are few cultural figures in NFL history as relevant as Doug Williams. And so it just depends on, really, to me, how you want to balance. I guess it would be three factors: greatness on the field, importance off of it, and then if this is a DC-based thing, arbitrary ranking that we're having, debate, then did they actually play, like how long did they play in DC? Which also winds up knocking quite a few people off the list. Let's go to Daryl. Daryl, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
Yeah, I'm a piggyback on the Doug Williams take, because, you know, first of all, DC's a Redskins town, first and foremost. Football is always first. Doug Williams, first black quarterback to win a Super Bowl. You know, before he actually won a Super Bowl, there were only a couple of other quarterbacks in the league. You know, you could have had Randall Cunningham, who was sort of you know, akin to like Deebo Samuels. They call him a receiver, but he's, you know, not a pure quarterback. And then you also had Warren Moon. Warren Moon had great stats, put up great numbers, but they didn't win. Doug Williams broke barriers so that we have Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes,
yep.
Jaden Daniels. You know, he's without a doubt the most important athlete, regardless of, you know, he didn't have a long career here, but what he did for the city and for the entire NFL, particularly black athletes in the NFL, I mean, you can't understate that.
Yeah, I would say this, Daryl. Like, forget just the NFL. Like, for America, like for the world, seeing a black man do what Doug Williams did at the time in which he did it, which really was not all that long ago, relatively speaking. Amazon did a phenomenal series on the history of the black quarterback that Michael Vick actually hosted, and you, if anyone wants to learn, like especially younger folks who don't maybe fully appreciate the levels to which the NFL kept black men from playing quarterback, like Warren Moon was one of the greatest college quarterbacks ever, certainly was one of the best ones of his time, and dude had to go to Canada. And at the same time, Tony Dungy actually was, I think they were Pac-8 and Big Ten players of the year in college. Dungy got flipped from playing quarterback at Minnesota to playing cornerback and just decided to take it. And Warren Moon went to Canada and then eventually came back into the NFL as a quarterback years later. So Doug was a huge part of all that. Daryl, thanks for the call. The only thing I would say is it's kind of like when you have a different guy win MVP and Offensive Player of the Year. And in a lot of ways, we're looking for the Offensive Player of the Year, not the MVP. Doug, cultural significance, off the chart, impossible to overstate how important Doug Williams is to American sports history. If we're talking about the most important athletes specifically to DC sports, unless you want to play a chess game of if there's no Doug Williams and Doug doesn't do what he does, we don't get Jaden, and in 20 years this question is going to be a no-brainer and Jaden's going to be the answer, then it's hard for me to put Doug over Ovi, because Doug really just didn't have the longevity as a DC athlete or the sustained greatness as a DC athlete to put him on Ovi's level, if this is the context of the conversation. All right, we got a couple more folks that are waiting on hold. We'll get to Ron and Dominic next. Plus, we got some more phone lines open for you at 301-230-0980. It's Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live on the free Odyssey app. Who is the most important athlete in DC sports history? That's the question we're trying to answer best we can. It's fun to just talk about some of the nominees and parse it out. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. Let's keep it rolling with Ron in Richmond. Ron, thanks for calling and holding through the break. You're on the Hoffman Show. Who's your nominee, and why do you think that they should get this nod?
It's Darryl Green, and it's not even close. Come on, he did 20 years. 19 out of those 20 years, he had an interception. He guarded some of the greatest athletes in the sport every single game. Obi works on shifts, you know, so he had some rest. Darryl had some rest before when the offense had the ball. But he, and not only that, that's just on the field. Off the field, look at the difference he's made in the Washington community, and he's still doing it to this day. So how can we possibly think that he wouldn't be the greatest athlete or the greatest person? I guess that's what we're looking at, right?
Well, it's a combination of the both. And I agree
you
with you.
Tell me, wait a minute, Craig. Tell me what Obi has done off the ice. Anything close to what Darryl's done. Now, Darryl couldn't break a record like Obi broke a record. I mean, that's, you know, that because it didn't exist. But the 19 interceptions.
Yeah. Ron, I think you're trying to fight with me, even though I actually agree with you. Like, this is, to me, Darryl Green's the correct answer. As we sit here in 2025, I think Darryl Green is probably the correct answer. 20 years, legitimately one of the best at his position in the history of the sport, and an unimpeachable record of off-field, whether you want to call it success, contributions, et cetera. Ovi has done quite a bit in the community. He's done great stuff with kids. He's got a foundation. Like, when you're rich and you're an athlete and you have the profile that Ovi does, you probably at least do a toy drive, if not a lot more. Daryl Green has invested a ton in a lot of communities and means a lot to a lot of people. And the class and character by way the way that he has done it over the years is A+ all around. Ron, I know that that probably I should have mentioned him earlier, and that's my bad for throwing out some other names, and I was kind of waiting for someone to call in. So, Ron, congrats. You won the game because you got to make the case for Daryl Green, and I think that's the correct answer.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that you would listen. But, you know, the other thing, too, is Obi's had a great assist to the record that he broke. The good players around him is able to pass in the puck, where Daryl was out there on his own.
I mean, I think trying to take away down from Ovechkin's record, or anything that Ovi's done in the name of this conversation with Daryl Green, that's silly. Like, you can put another dude out there where Ovi was in his office and Dane scoring 895 goals. Like, scoring goals is the whole point of hockey, and Ovi scored more of them than anybody else in the history of the sport. Like, stupid what the dude has done on the ice. On the ice, like, it's not even close. I think the reason Daryl Green is the correct answer is because in this town, the football team means way more to way more people than the hockey team. Although, I will say this, after the Super Bowl drought, which Daryl Green was a part of, winning the Super Bowls, two of them of the three, and he also was obviously a part of the team and the start of the drought, but that's not his fault. The team that broke it was that 2018 Capitals team. And if I were to ask a lot of people alive today what their favorite DC sports memory is, it might be the Capitals winning the cup and or that parade. It's certainly mine. Now, again, I moved here in 2015, so that's being very specific with a window. And anybody who is younger or anybody who's like 35 and younger, you don't remember the Super Bowls. So there aren't a lot of options. It's that or the Nationals, or if you're a Mystics fan, they have one. The Spirit, they have one in terms of titles. But the only one team gets to knock out the drought. And Ovechkin was the guy that did it. And that parade, I mean, we got the Real Things imager that we play at the end of the show every day. And we still use the "we're not going to suck this year" on that. It's one of the most iconic parade speeches ever, even though it was like drunken hilarity. So to say what Ovechkin's given to the town, off the ice, he's certainly done stuff. On the ice, he's given more joy than basically any athlete in the last 30 years. And I think that's the other part where if I'm going to argue Ovi over Daryl Green, it would be Daryl Green plays a position that doesn't lend itself to those kinds of things. The joy of Ovechkin scoring a goal, if you like both teams equally, is going to be probably more than things you get from Daryl Green most weeks. Now, if he picks one off and takes it to the house, okay, but I think it's the total package that Green probably surpasses for me. Let's take some other calls on this. Dominic held through the break as well. Dominic, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
Hey, Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call. So I'm going to give you my quick bias answer. I'll give my real answer. So okay. I'm a soccer guy. Unless you're a soccer guy, you'll understand. But for me, in the soccer world, big DC United fan. So the best player, to my opinion, for DC United in this community would be Javi Moreno. One of the best, players to ever lace up the cleats for the DC area. And a big time ambassador for the game of soccer, and still to this day, big in the community, and teaching the young kids the game of soccer. So that's my biased answer.
Yeah. So I appreciate the shout. Here's my problem always when we bring up DC United in this discussion, and that is that MLS is ultimately like the ninth best league in the world, or something like that. Like, it's just if he's truly what, like, Alex Ovechkin might be one of the five greatest hockey players to ever walk the planet. Moreno wasn't playing in the English Premier League or the Bundesliga or whatever, and so I just have a hard time including. Like, sure. While I think it's worth the shout, and for the what he means to DC United fans, and boy, I am so sorry, Dominic, that you're a DC United fan right now, because Oh, things are rough. Like, I appreciate the shout on a local level. I just kind of exclude, not because I'm anti-soccer. I'm very much not. I just have a hard time counting them amongst the major leagues because the best players on earth are not playing in MLS, certainly when they're at the peak of their powers, unless it's a Beckham or Rooney or whoever that's coming over after. Who's your real answer,
though? I totally agree with you. All right, so I'm going to go with the last caller. And to me, it's also Darryl Green. I mean, look what he's done in his career. 20 years, cornerback, Hall of Famer, Super Bowls. The way he single-handedly has the greatest punt return in Redskins history, leaping over in Chicago. Stopped Minnesota from in a conference championship game to make them advance to the Super Bowl. And, you know, the greatest run to chase down Eric Dickerson, I think, was the only one to really do that.
Yeah.
So on the field, you know, those are just a couple of the highlights for him. And he revolutionized the cornerback position for his time. And being undersized, too, you know, is also a greatest achievement. I understand Sammy Baugh, you know, the multiple positions and this and that, but – you know, you got to give to Darryl for his what he's done on and off the field. And even to this day at his age, I think he could still run a 40 just as fast as a lot of people in their late 20s and 30s maybe.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I would not want to race Darryl Green in a 40, and I think he's 65 years old. So he was an incredible, special athlete that is also an incredible, special person. And it's fun when we have conversations like this to be able to shout him out. Dominic, thanks for the call. All right, real quick, I'm going to take two more calls. We're running tight against the break, so we got to go quick here. So Mitch, you're up first. Who is your answer to this question, most important athlete in D.C. sports history?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Craig.
You got it.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, Mitch. Fire away. You got like 30, 45 seconds just because we're tight on time here.
I don't know how Walter Johnson is not in the conversation. Pitched 22 years, won over 400 games, and I think he had 136 shutouts. I mean, 22 years for one team, that's pretty good, I think.
It is. The only arguments that I have against Walter Johnson are he played so early in the sport's history and at a time in the country where, like, he didn't play against any black players. And so you have a ton, or never to mention, Asian players or, you know, players coming from the Caribbean. So, like, the talent pool that he was doing that against was diluted, and it was just a smaller league back then, and he pitched in the dead ball era. So the pitching stats from that era haven't been surpassed. Not because those guys were so much better than the pitchers of today, but because the game is fundamentally different. But that said, of that era, he was so thoroughly dominant. I think he's definitely in the conversation. I just have a hard time putting him over some of the others. But Mitch, thanks for the call, and it's worth a shout out on that for sure. And then Nick, you have one of the most interesting ones. Your pick is controversial for another reason. Nick, who you got on this?
So I actually went with Cal Ripken Jr., looking at it from the perspective of before the Nats were in town.
Yes.
Looking at it as him breaking a record that was considered unbreakable, setting the benchmark for shortstops, and really competing offensively in the steroid era when there's really no evidence that he was ever involved in that, though nobody could ever know for sure. But also what he did for the community in Baltimore and surrounding while he was active with the Orioles and then afterwards.
I think it's a great shout. I think it's so funny to me to see the distinctive age gap of folks who are like, the Orioles are not a DC team. And then a certain, you know, what is it? Probably about like if you're 45 or older, maybe is at this point is the age gap where you're like, no, I'm from DC and the Orioles were my favorite team and Cal Ripken was my favorite athlete. So Nick, I think ultimately I just come down at this point, we probably have enough DC athletes that we don't put a Baltimore guy on, but it is worth the shout because during Cal's career, he was the best baseball player in this area by a lot, and because of what he did with Lou Gehrig's record, et cetera, it's a great shout. So, Nick, appreciate the call. Thanks. All right, there goes Nick. All right, those are great. And that we got some names I didn't expect. And also, I think I come down on Green being the right answer. 20 years, everything on and off the field, a bona fide Hall of Famer, seven-time Pro Bowler, multiple-time All-Pro, multiple-time Super Bowl champion on the most important and most famous teams that this town has ever produced. He's a cornerback, which comes with its own limitations in terms of fame and impact and all those kinds of things. But I think if you take the total package, I'd probably land on Darryl Green. But I'm very curious to see, you know, if you guys have any other thoughts on this. You can leave them in the comments on YouTube. You can obviously send me a Blue Sky post or whatever other social media avenues that you have to get to me. Up next here on The Hoffman Show, Take Command took a look at a couple of mailbag questions today. We can do it. And Anthony, I'm gonna put you in charge of deciding which part of the show we want to take. We can go Julio Jones story time and some receiver talk, and then or some other options, because Logan played with Julio and Julio retired last week. And then I forgot what the other questions were. Oh, we had some draft stuff. Yeah, that's the two. We can go Julio and receiver talk. Or we can go pure draft stuff. So one of those two things, that'll be Anthony's decision coming up next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.